I'm here with Borden Unix Aspen, and what have you presented for us today here?
I got excited because, one, when was the last time you've seen one of these?
Isn't that a ho-ho?
Oh my god, no.
It's a snowball.
Pink, it's a pink snowball.
It's a snowball. Ho-ho and snowballs, I get mixed up sometimes. Sorry, I've looked you too long.
Okay, but hear me out. There's a Spezi near me, and they randomly have American stuff. Like, they had four types of nerds ropes. I also got nerds ropes because essential.
I haven't seen that since I was a teenager.
Me neither. And they had a bunch of nerds ropes, and they had ding dongs as well, and pink snowballs.
Yeah, they did.
And then sometimes they have hot Cheetos. And
that's
it's,
cool.
So every time I'm like, what do you got today? What little snacks you got? And then of course there was Kool-Aid, great flavor.
I have never had Kool-Aid soda. Not once, ever. So I'm really interested in this with grape.
But the grape's a classic. That's like the classic American flavor because it's like, have you ever had grape before? Yeah, I totally have had grape. I know what a grape is.
And then you taste it and it's like, oh.
Purple.
NyQuil.
No, my God, no. It just tastes like purple.
So, yeah. Hey, that's cheers. American. Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Purple.
Oh! It tastes like NyQuil.
Really?
Or do you love it?
No,
I love NyQuil. I drink it a lot to not feel much anymore in my insides. But you don't think it tastes a little bit like medicine? I'm not trying to yum here. If you love it, I'll shut up.
No, I don't love it. It's just like nostalgia, right? And it's just a flavor where it's not a real flavor, but it doesn't also exist here.
Natural aromas. That's fun.
What is this?
Sour apple, sour citrus. Seems
oh, like yeah, a, the German label on top of it.
Milchsäure. Farbstoff. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, look, we know that we imported this, but we also don't want you to die.
It can increase activity and lack of attention in children, so watch out.
It's like, may cause autism.
Ah, that is the color.
It's the color.
No.
The color purple. It's the color
no,
of autism.
No, the red color, they have the dye, and that's the thing, is this red color dye can affect children.
No. And this is marketed to kids. Well, cheers, Eric, who lives in Denver and is 8.
That's also like Sunny D. Yes, I've had orange before. I know what orange juice tastes like.
Why does this have such an aftertaste? I love it. I'm very grateful for the... I'm going to drink the whole thing. Who am I fucking kidding? Look at me.
Exactly. And then, of course, essential pop rocks, because I was thinking, like, if we just realize, okay, what do we talk about or whatever, then we can just test, you know... Pop rocks and soda.
But that's how people die.
No, that's Coke and Mentos.
No. That for sure. But you never heard that rumor about like that was a rumor that like was famous, at least in my part of the States as a kid. Like if you eat Pop Rocks and then chase it with soda, your stomach explodes.
Oh, it just
so
had
I feared them as a kid.
Are you brave enough today?
No. But I will.
Content,
baby!
That's why I wore my cow onesie, because this is my, like, security blanket.
Is that the thing you'd want to be found
space.
Dead in?
Moo.
Oh my god, like, moo or whatever.
No, it's like, if I've had a tough day, or if I'm just, like, a little nervous or something, I'm just gonna chill my cow onesie. Feel how soft it is, though. Like,
it's really cushiony soft, absolutely. Have you seen this TikTok trend of people... Oh, no, you don't have TikTok. But have you seen the trend of people who are like, here is an owl if they were
I saw yours yesterday.
I was trying to hop on a trend, okay? I only want to leave me alone. But it's a lame trend. But, like, it's so funny because some people do it so well. Like, someone was like, here's my impression of an owl if they were a Chris Tucker. And they're like, ho! You know, and then there'll be like an owl
or the Kardashian one.
Oh, the Kardashian.
No, I can't do it.
Who?
Exactly.
Or they're like an Australian. They'll be like
har. Yeah. Harsh. Like it's hard because Kiwi is a bit more sharp and strict, but like Australian is a bit more longer out, and I can't do that.
I have an Australian friend who is so smart, and she's like, she's such an impressive person. Like she's like studies cancer, and she's married, and she's like funny, but she's also it's just like a really interesting person that I'm so lucky to like a good friend, and I can't resist. Occasionally like letting my bad Australian accent slip when I talk to her. And I know, I look at a person who has a PhD in cancer research.
Nerd.
And they're like, oh no, it's not good, is it? No, it's not tasty. Hi.
The cancer's not very tasty, eh?
Oh, maybe next time, huh? Hey, that's a knife, you know? It's just like the worst. It's like someone like, oh, you're American. Oh, guns. And I'm like, yeah. So I know that she probably doesn't like that. Anyway, we have ADHD. Pop rocks, grape, flavored popping candy. Oh,
what other flavor do you get?
Fair point.
It's
Shall we?
Yes.
A little ASMR here.
Right before we start, you're like, no ASMR. And I'm like, oh, thanks for reminding me.
Ew, that's nasty sounding. My mom is going to be like, why did you do that so loud into the microphone?
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. There's so much plastic. It's so hard to open. Oh, wait. How?
Oh, my God. It has no smell.
Really?
Oh, my God. It smells like it smells like a weird... Well, you can't really smell that well, right?
No.
It smells like...
It smells like it's not food.
It smells like the inside of a tire. It smells like a truck driver's handshake. It smells like a guy named Toby. Oh, it smells like Batman's gloves.
I'm like, if I inhale too deep, I'm going to get lightheaded.
No, yeah, it smells like glue. It doesn't smell like food at all.
I can't wait to put this in my mouth. Oh, boy.
Man, it smells like a marker you had in third grade. Let's eat it. Here we go. Okay. Oh, wow. The whole thing. No, not the whole thing, huh?
No, that's insane.
Here, let's divvy it up a little bit here.
My course.
That many? You're cheating. Okay. Sorry. Oh my God. The day I wear a white shirt. Oh my God. I swallowed it like they were pills. Classic Americans can't get away from their drugs.
I was scared to swallow it.
Oh my God, this is so stupid. It's so sticky.
That's why you don't put it in your hand.
Oh.
Just, you know, shoot straight to the dome.
We're supposed to be talking, but this is a really fun podcast. Even if you guys have already tuned out, I'm having fun. It kind of feels like I ate some ants that are not happy about it. Okay, before we get to the nerd's rope, I do think... I legitimately must ask at least one question.
Okay.
So, tell the people your name. Aspen, you run Bored in Munich, and you used to do YouTube, like, full-time?
Yes. Right? I was the first non-native speaker that was managed by ProSieben.
That's crazy. By ProSieben.
Back when, like what you do... Originally, before TikTok happened, there was five of us in Germany that did that sort of foreigner in Germany, let's show you how it is. On YouTube, and then TikTok came, and now it's everybody and their mom.
Yeah, the niche has really become so extremely oversaturated. It's exhausting.
But it's cool to see in a way, because back then it was, let me think, all of us, we were actually only Americans and one Canadian. So I mean, it's not much difference in opinion. I think there were two guys that were here because they were playing, like, you know, how Americans come to play football here for a German team. So that was sort of there. And it was very just not so much, I guess, diversity in foreigners abroad. And now you see, I think it's cool to see different types of people. I mean, yeah, so I think it's cool how it developed that way, because at least there's a little bit more variety. At the end of the day, it's kind of us all, like, being dazzled by the same initial things, but that's just how it goes. Yeah. But it's cool to at least now be able to see more opinions of what types of different stuff people are doing, or, you know.
What is, like, first off, I should ask also, like, what was the initial reason you even ended up working in Germany or living in Germany?
Ooh, I...
So the CIA.
So there I was.
Listen. Yeah, that's me. My life's a little different.
You're probably wondering how I got here. I can't tell you. It's classified information.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you with pop rocks instead of...
Oh, right. So I graduated high school early, and I was in, like, college when I was 17. And I found that, the U.S. is a bit of a pyramid scheme. I come from a very low income, below the poverty line background. So it was, like, pyramid scheme, because now... You think that overachieving, you're like, great, I'm setting myself up for success. And then you're like, oh, I gotta do community college and then also get in loans and work three jobs at the same time. And also, oh no, I'm sick, I can't go to the doctor because that's more loans.
Yeah.
And then you graduate and then you're like, I did it. Like, success should come now. Oh, I can't get a job? What?
Yeah,
and
exactly,
so it was like, I really tried to overachieve to think, okay, great, I want to better myself for my situation. And the U.S. was like, you
That's
do.
Cute. Oh my goodness.
Well, maybe not.
Give it a shot.
What if you did everything right, all the paperwork, and then what if you just didn't get it? That would be so funny.
It's like, have you thought about going into horrendous debt and then just not being rewarded for it?
Let's just see what happens. No, like totally. You can definitely maybe potentially get something from it, but who knows? We'll see when we get there, girl. Do it.
Come on. You're stressed too much.
Let me silly.
Have a margarita.
Have just 50 grand. It's easy. It's easy peasy. Okay, come on.
Yeah, 13.8% interest rates. Who's really counting at the end of the day, honey?
It's not even going to come in until like after you're graduated.
Yeah, when you have no job and you're still living with your parents and you have to beg for loans, which also cause more interest rates. Just don't worry about it.
Friend.
American capitalism is basically like the most like emotionally and financially abusive, sassy gay cousin you could ever imagine. Like, oh, come on, girlfriend, don't worry about it. You need that dress. You need that dress.
Stop it.
You're killing. killing.
Sorry, treat yourself.
And then the cousin leaves and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa,
or just the concept of like,
and
now
she can't afford an ambulance if she needed one, you know?
Or just the concept of now that you have like Klarna for Uber Eats.
That's bananas.
I want to say you get what you deserve. That is the dumbest stuff ever. But then again, you know, being in that American mentality, you just, a lot of places or people, you just feel like you're in this bubble and you're like, fuck it, we ball, what else? Like,
yeah, also, I feel that concern so much, especially like the Klarna thing. Like, for those who, like, people like my mom who might not exactly know what she's talking about.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mommy. Love you. Basically, like, Klarna is like a payment system. Mm-hmm. Like, you could think of it like PayPal, but in the sense of that it encourages installments. It encourages installments. Yeah. So mm-hmm. the fact that, like, Gen Z, for example, might go get, like, she was saying, like, Uber Eats or, you know, like DoorDash or something. And it's like, do you want to do this in like 8 installments of $1.38, and in the end, at the end of the day, you've paid like so mm-hmm. much interest on it. You could have bought the thing twice if you just gone to the restaurant. And it's deeply encouraging unhealthy financial choices for the new generation, and it's terrifying because it was already fucked for us.
They just like, you know, rebranded credit.
Millennials. Yeah, and it's just like encouraging debt, and it's really like, oh my god, that way of thinking about it makes total sense to me. Why, like, that would be a reason to go to Europe. Like, people ask me a lot, and you probably get this a lot too. You probably get people from Germany or from different parts of the world that we meet here asking, like, okay, so you like it here, you want to stay here, maybe Germany, but maybe somewhere just not outside the U.S. One part of the question being, do you miss parts of the U.S.? And the other question being, could you ever see yourself going back? And like in my case, there's, of course, like people, like, you know, I miss my family. I miss like a lot of friends from New Orleans. And New Orleans itself, like city, like events, like things you do there, the food, the culture is so beautiful and vibrant. I miss that, of course. But then they say, like, would you ever consider yourself moving back? I can't like say with my full chest, like, Munich mm-hmm. is my forever until I die. Like, I just can't say that because I didn't think I'd even end up here. So it'd be weird to assume I would know the future.
Yeah.
But when they say, would you want to move back right now? Not at all. How do you feel about that?
Complicated as well. Cause I think, like, so basically after that whole ordeal, I was like, well, I'm stuck in this cycle now. I can't get out in the U.S. I was sleeping like frozen. I had 3 jobs. I had a morning job, a day job, and I worked overnight shift at a hotel, and then in between managed to do my courses and coursework. And it was like, okay, but then once I stopped studying, the debt payments come in, and then it's like, I don't have time for another job. How do I do this? And so then I thought, also, I got sick one time, and I passed out in one of my courses. I took one evening course and an ambulance picked me up. And
oh my God.
They picked me up, and then in the ambulance, they woke me up. They're like, what's your insurance? And I was like, I don't have insurance. I am but a lowly student. And they're like, okay, so guys, let's turn everything off. Never tell anybody we did this. Give us your address. It's right on the corner. We're going to take you home. We'll stay with you until you're better and let you out into your home. But never say we did this, because right now, if we took you to the hospital, if we did anything on you on the record, you would be incredibly just like fucked. And that was bright thing of, wow, this is the nicest thing anybody's done for me in I don't know how long. And then after, I was like, God. Once the glow faded of that, oh, that's so nice. I was like, oh, that's That's
it's so sad that they even have to do that.
Yeah, and that was just like, oh my gosh. And so then it was this wake-up call, so I started like looking, and unfortunately, like, a lot of people are so like romantic, like, I met somebody, I studied, oh, I fell in love and I came to Germany. And I'm like, I studied about like the just, I'm a dad and nerd, that's my background, but I was like, okay, what is the quality of life, but also what is the economic factors, what kind of stuff does the state provide education-wise, healthcare-wise, like, how can I achieve the American dream, and where? And that was in Germany. Yeah. Munich, of course, is one of the most difficult because the standard of living and quality of life is a lot better. But for that reason, I was like, hey, go big or go home. Essentially, if I go home, what's the worst? I know what's already there, but I don't know what's there, and it could be opportunity. Because my biggest thing was, is I work so hard and when you're in that situation, working hard is really stupid because it doesn't bring you back anything. It just burns you out. And at least with Germany, people complain the bureaucracy, the paperwork, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, I needed that because the one difference was if you do all the paperwork here, you get what you do the paperwork for. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was the biggest thing. Like, I'm already working myself to death and exhausted. May as well do that there. And at least I'll have something to show for it. And so that's how it came to be. But
it's,
I mean,
it's a very like pragmatic way of looking at it. Yeah.
But I think when you're in that situation, you don't have a choice. And I'd seen like how previous generations of my family lived, and they just sort of stayed and accepted that cycle. And I was like, I work so hard to be an overachiever, and then now this, like, I can't even legally drink yet. What do you mean now?
Yeah.
That's dang, man.
By the way, she can legally drink now. She's talking about like, yes. I'm just a little boy, but I can't even drink. I can't even drink here in Germany.
Sorry, only Kool-Aid soda for me.
Oh, man, I'm just like 16. Actually, in Germany, that's right, you can drink at 16 to Germany.
Yeah. No, so anyways, missing it. That was one of the tradeovers, I think, with Germany. It's, I mean, the first 2 years were incredibly lonely because turnover rate for foreigners is hard here, but also with Germans, they're used to all of this because it's quite international. They're used to all this turnover and the emotional investment of, one, making friends as an adult. It's hard, unfortunate life fact. But so I understood why at the start, until I could speak German fluently, it was really hard to build connections because then once I started realizing I made friends and there was this cycle of every year I have to make new ones because everybody's leaving, then I was like, oh, okay, I get it, fine. But it was also like really hard work at the start, figuring it out, setting the foundation. But overall, I built it up. I did my citizenship, and like that's sort of the thing now, thinking of,
That's so crazy that you have full citizenship. That's so impressive.
Well, not yet. I didn't get the passport yet.
Oh, I thought you said
because they didn't recognize dual until 2024.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then, also, before I was thinking of renouncing, if you renounce your American citizenship, there's a processing fee of like 3,000 euros. Because, you know,
to renounce it, you have to pay 3,000 to renounce it?
Processing fee, because, you know, our system is so complicated because all of the social benefits we get are, I don't know. I'm like, there's nothing really to process because, like, in Germany, I get it because you get insurance, you get Arbeitslosengeld, you get education. So processing, sure, I get it. Fair enough. You got stuff. The U.S., it's like, you're trying to squeeze the last dime out of me, man.
They're like, can you please return the laminated Big Mac that we gave you at birth? Oh, you guys did that? Oh.
It's not even laminated,
though. You don't have that.
I actually don't have my social security card.
Like epoxy Big Mac?
It got lost, my social security card, but also it's paper.
I had to order a new one. I printed out a picture of it. You could have printed out a picture of anyone's Big Mac. I'm sorry, but...
I know it's paper, and then I'm like, wait a second. Yeah, why didn't I just do that already? I've been looking up recently, like, how to get it, and it's really tedious to get U.S. documents here.
It's really, it's so annoying.
But it isn't even laminated. It's not even stamped or notarized. It's a piece of paper.
It's a piece of paper, which seems like so easy to like lose in the mail or to be trampled or broken or forged. Yes, exactly. Mm. Like even something like my birth certificate or my transcripts from my university and from my high school, stuff like that. When I needed that for my visa, it was just like, wow, this is just, someone just mailed an envelope of a paper, you know? Like, what if that just didn't make it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It just seems so, like, for a system that's so ironclad in its rigidness, it seems based a lot on, like, a very fragile foundation.
Winging it.
You
just
know?
Winging it.
It's like, okay, well, okay. So, you want to give up your American citizenship, be a German, okay? So, we're going to have to...
Are you comfortable never visiting a McDonald's ever again?
Oh, I got me there.
Okay, so that would include also Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh.
That would also include our national treasure, Fred Applebee's.
Red Robin Yum.
You can't say yum anymore. That would be also illegal. You can no longer dunk a donut.
Oh, it's my favorite thing to do with donuts.
So also, I know you're you're a Jew, but you can't have a bagel anymore.
I miss bagels. Oh my God.
No more everything bagels.
That was the biggest sacrifice, I have to say. Pickles.
Yes, the bagels.
Pickles and bagels. Okay, this part, pickles, I'm getting riled up.
Let's get into it. Yes. Germany, get your pickles and your bagels in order.
No, the thing is that just really makes me so angry. Sorry, Mom, yelling in the mic. I apologize.
I tried to like put
a disclaimer right before.
I'll mix it. I'll cut it out. It's fine.
Sorry.
Pickles and bagels.
Pickles and bagels.
Sounds like a funny sound. That would be like our podcast.
Pickles and bagels. Pickles and bagels. Pickles and bagels.
Sour.
So pickles piss me off. Like Germany, the grocery stores here.
Get your bagels in order.
They are just, the assortment of the grocery stores always confuses me, because the stuff you think they should have more assortment of, they don't. And the stuff they do, you're like, the mustard, I mean, there are a couple like bangers, but there's still not that much differences in mustards. It's more like just variations or brands of the same exact type.
Exactly.
There's, I mean, there's sweet mustard. There's a couple variations, but it's still not enough to make sense why this is such a big section.
Yeah.
Pickles, though, I'm losing it. I really am.
There's so many places that we, like, I mean, you and
the
I
have pickle aisle at the, the pickle aisle at the store, it is massive. And the thing is...
Yeah, the one, the kosher, like the dill.
It's hard to find just a regular dill pickle. They all have sugar in them. Vlasic.
Vlasic, yes, thank you.
They all have sugar in them, this huge aisle of pickles, and I don't like sweet pickles. Like, no. I just want a classic dill. It's super simple. It should be three ingredients. And then finally, I found, like, at certain stores, like Itica and Riva, they have their own brand, and there's one that's, just suds or just regular dill, and you're like, oh, thank God.
Right.
So I'm always digging around trying to find those jars, which they don't stock very often. But then I have some in the fridge right now, and I was livid, because...
You felt tricked, like you...
No, because you finally find the one without sugar, the salt... Just regular dang pickle, and they cannot make them crunchy. They're so soft and mushy. It's awful.
The pickles thing bothers me a lot.
They're not crunchy. Why are they all soggy?
They're not crunchy. By the way, but side note, just before, because the pickles.
I'm hot.
You're wearing like a hot fleece polyester full body cowl jumper. And we're facing full windows. I cannot believe you did that. I didn't even wear my. I usually wear like a little light over jacket. I'm in a short sleeve because I knew I'd be hot. If you go to New Orleans, go to Stein's Deli on Magazine Street, and I always get the Reuben on rye. That bitch comes out. Like stringing, like the corned beef, and it's
stacks on stacks, baby. I can just picture
pickles,
how thick
it
is.
The pickles.
Also, the thing, one, it's hard to find good sandwiches in Germany, and if there are sandwiches, they don't understand the principle of a pickle on the side. Like, it's not a good deli sandwich if there's no pickle on the side.
Facts.
Like, speaking of that, there is, so one of the first times we hung out, it was, I showed you a deli in Munich. These guys, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Insane, so good, Melrose Avenue. These guys are Bavarian, but this place, it's like, they have, unfortunately, their pickles, I mean, they have a pickle spear on the side, they put in the effort, but their pickles are just still not, like, they still don't know how to make a pickle. But they put in the effort, and I appreciate it so much.
It's like that thing of, they know their customer base.
But that's where you know you're not German. I mean, you're not American, you're German.
Yeah.
Because still, when they first started, I was like, fried cheese balls, chicken and waffles, like, you guys have Pabst Blue Ribbon here. What do you mean? How are you Bavarian?
But not the pickle. Yeah, that's the
But they thing, also, yeah. at the deli, they have two TV screens, and we go in there, one's playing baseball, one's playing Sopranos, and we're like...
Right.
These guys, the details, though, and they did, that's when I got the, I think you got the po' boy, and then I got
that cold shrimp,
the shrimp po' boy, that's what they said. Yeah. Which I don't know, but you do.
I love those people, and I think they have a lot of really great food. But that wasn't the sandwich for me because I didn't want it to be a cold trip.
There's certain things where you just don't know unless you're from
there. Yeah, I'm glad I tried it.
But they made this Thanksgiving sandwich, which was like turkey, cranberries, and was... Oh.
Do you know that they probably got that from the Gobbler, which comes from Wawa in the States? You know Wawa?
No.
Do you know Bucky's?
You know Wawa? Wawa?
You know Wawa?
Do
you like Andre Wawa? Do you know Bucky's?
God, I want to go there so bad, but I'm from Hawaii in California, so that's way on the opposite.
Stop saying it so perfectly. I'm from Hawaii.
There's an apostrophe. There's a wait. That's how you pronounce it, my guy.
I know. I'm just messing with you. What's that? I remember. Like, this is so off topic. Welcome to the podcast. But I remember I had a history teacher who was talking about Hawaii. Sorry, and he said, you know what my favorite thing is about how things are said there? And I mean, I was in Mississippi. I was like in fifth grade. I was like, what? So he goes, well, every word that is said or every like city name or whatever is pronounced exactly as you see it.
The French could never, never.
Like, what do you mean we don't say T's?
What do you mean you pronounce all of the letters individually? What?
I'm sorry, one, you think you're that important?
This is too many words. How are you guys talk? How do you get through a sentence?
It's croissant. Okay? It's a croissant.
That croissant it, chief.
Look, you guys don't have croissant sandwiches here with roast beef. Pastrami. Ooh, fresh pastrami.
Melrose, they do some pastrami. Knock your socks off.
We have run so far off the topic here. Basically, yes. Melrose does great stuff. That sandwich, that particular shrimp sandwich just wasn't the one for me. But their chicken and stuff, like I've had a lot of stuff from those...
boys.
From that owner, yeah. The guy and his wife, I forgot their names, sadly, just now. But super, super nice. And when I got his Fairfax chicken sandwich, that's the kind of thing
you liar! You're like, we were talking about this the other day because...
What?
Okay,
I'm not a liar. Let me just finish the thought. When I got the Fairfax sandwich for the first time, I mean, I did a post about it like a long time ago. I when he had just the truck outside, like the Max Vorstadt or something, I remember thinking like, okay, he actually understands how to make a juicy, hot Nashville sandwich. Hmm. It's a very good sandwich. No notes. It's awesome.
In summer where they do the...
I just wish they had better pickles. That's all. I love what he's doing. I mean, I love that there's something like that here. And it's from a German who goes to the States and like
to educate.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so happy that exists at all. You know, like if he were to see this, like keep it up. But let's get some deli pickles, brother.
Yeah, I actually have plans the next week, so I need to make some pickles. I'm putting it off. And then I just like, I hit my limit. I really needed a pickle for something I was making. And I was just like, and then of course, like, you know, the best way to make fried chicken, the big secret, all y'all guys, is, well, one of them, I won't give you the full secrets, but pickle brine in the batter is...
Ooh.
That is the ultimate secret, aside from another, which and I couldn't even use that damn brine because it was ass. It was disrespect.
Have you ever heard this sounds weird, but I recently tried it and it worked really well. Do you know how sometimes like it can often be that like chicken wing and chicken leg is juicier than chicken breast, but chicken breast is a little bit healthier in terms of like when you want to like chop it up for a salad or something, but it's drier?
Yes.
I had a friend, a neighbor recently suggest like, oh, well, why don't you just marinate it in salt and milk?
Yeah, that's what you do. So for good fried chicken, part of it is you make...
She just knows everything, apparently.
That's what my friends call me, Martha Jewart.
Martha Jewart! I'm a homemaker with nerds ropes and...
No, but okay, so for fried chicken, what you want to do is you want to take the chicken and basically put a bowl of buttermilk and pickle brine and then let it soak overnight. And then the next day... good stuff.
You know what
I mean? The Super Bowl is coming up, and I'm gonna blow some German minds. I'm making fried chicken, and I'm also making buffalo.
So sorry,
mother. I can't believe it. Your lovely mother, she watches your content.
She's so sweet.
I don't even watch your content. You're like, see the story, and I'm like, I don't really follow you on social.
Who would else? She's my only
friend. I comment to support the engagement because I know the biz. I manage talent, but I don't watch your stuff because I'm like, no, I know you in real life.
Yeah, why would you?
It makes me feel creepy. None of my friends I know that much about.
It's a lie if someone says like, Like, I mean, like, we both, I mean, you know more than me, but we both have friends who are all content creators. Who watches their friends' content?
I feel weird. It feels wrong.
It's a job. And you know, they're like, all right, guys, get ready with me to come in Oktoberfest. And it's like, fast. You're like, that, dude, I know that your dad, like, has IBS. Like, what are we doing here?
Listen, we're beyond this. No, but it's also, I think, more so, I know. I watch it, and all I can think of is from the background of, so, like, in my professional job, I do campaign strategy. I manage talent and stuff like this for brands. So, in the back of my mind, I think, okay, I know also as a creator, you planned this, how you did it, right, how you did the edits. Yeah, and I wonder, oh, this detail, you probably thought about that a long time, got frustrated, left and came back and did it. So well, for me, I just see the work.
Yeah.
And also then I'm just
like, you see the work. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, this is, it feels kind of weird. Like, this is not for me. This is between you and the internet. So
well,
not
it's
my
like,
business.
I mean, this might not be the best comparison. First off, that's perfectly said. That's exactly how it feels. This might not be the best comparison, but it's like, when you go see a movie with like an idiot like me and you're kind of like, you're focused in on the story, but then someone like me leans in and goes like, oh, you know, I think they used the IMAX 16mm.
That's
on
me
that
too. Because, you know, we can never go see movies together.
They really did a really good job with that post-production sort of the color grading. Did they really get Jenkins for that? Oh wow, that's really amazing. No, Richard Dawkins. Did they get Dawkins for that? Let me look that up. They did get Dawkins. Wow, I thought he was actually retiring. But no, you know what? Actually, there's only 8 IMAX cameras in the whole world, and Giovanni Ribisi is the one who.
We're not even watching on the right screen, though. Imagine.
Ari is actually in partnership with. No. Okay. Wait. Okay. So that's Margaret Qualley. I didn't even recognize her. Let's see. It is her. You know, it's like.
Oh,
and
God.
Then 20 minutes have gone by, and it's like,
can't watch
what happened?
Together. I can't. That's exactly me with my friends, where I'm just like, I'm there, I'm like, oh, not even the plot, but it's the most boring moment. And I'm like, do you know what kind of rig they had to set up to get this shot? Like,
right?
I tried watching Adolescence with a friend of mine, and the whole time I was freaking out.
Adolescence.
And then
I looked up
like YouTube, everything, and I'm like, this is one shot. How did they get this scene?
How did they do it?
In my head, I think they did this and that. Oh my God, no, but how would they build this rig? I've been on production. Oh. Wait. And then my friend is just like,
if one person doesn't get their line right, it's like 100 people that
have
to start over.
This is a child. How did they go from this place to this? Is this a real set? No, that's a place.
Oh, did you notice that the wall that was there isn't there now because they walked a different direction? Oh, they must have had a breakaway set. And that's why we're losers.
And that's why our friends hate us.
1,000%. That's why. That's the majority. I've had the amount of people I've had say like, can you just. Let me watch the movie.
Let me enjoy the movie
I'm like,
magic.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, okay, but let's leave the film stuff aside because I think people
yes,
are just
otherwise
definitely
going
to drop out and be like, oh my God, I come here to escape and now I can't escape from escaping.
Oh, that sounds like such a Smiths line. I can't escape from escaping.
Oh, side note. I just thought about this the other day. Why is it that the mascot for like the payback points is a blueberry with legs?
Dude, this is such a great like Anglo conversation.
I'm so glad we're finally like divulging this topic. Like, it's just, you know, I really, wow.
Like, I'm just like,
have you ever?
So glad you brought this up, actually, because I was a little hesitant to bring it up.
Listen, people, they're not
okay
alpha enough to say these things.
They're not alpha.
Okay, here we are on the
like
pod.
Beta cucks just like feel like they just can't talk about payback.
We're here.
Mascots.
Truth maxing, confidence maxing. Honestly,
So the thing with the German, I am glad that you did bring it up because the German mascot thing, and the advertisement choices that German companies choose to make. Outside of social media brand deals, because that's up to the creator and there's a compromise, right?
They say, how about this terrible idea? And you're like, no.
You're like, can I please? And they're like, no, otherwise you don't get the money. You're like, okay. But wait. So there's a difference, right? So like, you know, we work, in like, you know, in the social media content creator sort of world, whatever. And there is a bit of compromise. Like, you can have a big company. Like, I did one thing a couple years ago for Samsung, and they wanted a certain angle, and I asked about, you know, could I push it this way? And they were like, well, not this thing, but I like this thing, and then we made a compromise. And I was happy with the video. But that's online, that's social media. The German, like, TV ads are so cringe and so obnoxious and so out of touch and so like ChatGPT meets like 90-year-old white guy who's blind in one eye and like doesn't understand like any. But it's, they like, could. So
there's
terrible.
This German color grade like filter that they specifically put on everything, which exactly. Like a little oversaturated and like bright.
Yes.
Where it kind of feels like in the original Wizard of Oz when it goes from black and white to color. It's like that type of Technicolor, but like German Technicolor. It's just. I don't know what it is, but this is how you tell it's a German movie because it has this color grade where you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Commercials,
it's
too.
It's terrible. First off, yes, that's true. And it looks bad. First off, like, fucking facts. It looks bad. The second thing, and this is because you know this about me that I have
first
like
things a, first, you're ugly.
First things first, honey, you're fucking loose and you don't look good. Your makeup's not right. Okay. Now the thing that you know, I have a thing about like.
I'm just trying not to say anything.
Yes, you stop now, right now. No, I have a thing. You know that I have a thing like sensitivity to like voices, and I with German commercials and also a lot of German movies and TV shows. There's like. They so ADR is the term for when you go back in the studio and you repeat your lines like this close to a microphone. So imagine you're watching something and the action is like, all right, Jessica, we have to get there. Otherwise, Michael's going to fall off the cliff. And then they go back into the studio later, even though they don't have to.
Let's just take it down a notch. Oh, Michael.
Hey, we have to go and save Michael. Otherwise, he's going to fall off a cliff.
That sounds like an English anime dub.
So fake. It's so fake. It's like an anime dub. I hate it so much.
Oh, my gosh. How is he going to know? Oh, what? Not me. Oh, my God. But that kind of is like how the dialogue of German movies and like the synchronization. Like the way they talk is just, that's not how people talk. It's so unnatural.
Like even Germans don't talk like that. They don't talk like that. They're used to dubs for sure because of all the different like movies from, you know, UK and different France and the
dialogue,
US.
It's like this is like, great. I know.
Okay, shots. Yeah, wir schaffen das. Also, bitte nicht.
Oh my god.
Ich hab dich lieb. It's like, are you a goddamn like Sesame Street puppet?
Oh, who the talks worst. Like certain that? Animes like on Netflix they don't have English dubs and they have a German dub. And like if I'm multitasking and I want to watch my cartoons, like I can't look at the text right. So I'm like, okay, English is obnoxious, of course. Like original is always the best. Whatever, don't hate me. But
no hate.
Multitasking important. But sometimes when it's only the German audio dub on an anime that's like exactly this but five times worse.
Yeah.
Because
it's really frustrating. Like the anime thing, like the little cross vein.
My favorite is a little sweat. What do you mean? No.
No. It's so insanely fake. And I've worked on German films and I've seen German films at like in the cinema, and then watching it, I'm like, okay, I'm seeing a couple. Like, okay, so technically this would be, it's a little bit wide, but let's say
it's
that,
a
like,
simple man and his cow.
Like just, okay, for you guys. Okay. So it's a little bit wide, but let's say this is like a mid shot, right? So it's usually waist up with a little bit of headspace,
mid-shot,
right?
Mid shot for sure.
Stop it, you dirty cow. So like, but like, okay, let's say like we're talking like this, you're watching a movie, it's like, oh my god, Jessica, and please don't leave. You're my favorite cow. Your milk is the best. It's whole milk. And then like you watch it, but it's, you hear my voice again, and I've dubbed myself like, oh, Jessica, please don't go. You're my favorite cow. Oh, you have the best milk. Like, why do they dub themselves when the close-up is there? And you know some idiot was there with a boom mic, like, why do that again? I don't get that choice. I haven't realized
it that much, and I always was thinking, is my German can't be that bad that for some reason I keep thinking their mouths are not matching the audio.
It's because
it isn't.
I just saw a German film in cinema that I had worked on the music for, and there was a close up. I think you were working
on the music in the background.
Think of the angle. Yeah, I can. It's 4K. I can push it. So imagine it's like a close, and they're like, you know, like if there's like a mid shot, right? Then there's a person with a boom right out of frame.
Yeah.
And I saw the woman talking, and she ADR'd herself in studio. And the reason I know that is because one. there was no natural sound. Like, there was no, like,
there's
thing
no
of, like, the wind
it's
or,
just
like,
clear, crisp.
Whatever. And it didn't sync up with her mouth perfectly.
Oh, gosh.
So she must have been there doing 8 takes of, like, oh, yeah, this is got kind of problem. Yeah, we couldn't get in. Or whatever. And this, like, just, like, it was just, like, a nanosecond off. And I was like, oh, my God, she ADR. They're that close. Why did they ADR her? But it wasn't even like, oh, there was a lot of wind, and of course they had to fix that in post. It was every single character. There would be like people like talking like this close, like, okay, here's the plan. We're gonna do this, and then they would cut to like someone's reaction, like in Stranger Things, like, oh, okay, so this is Vecna, and then like off camera you hear the guy like all of a sudden his voice changes because clearly he went into a studio with like a $10,000 microphone. Was like, all right, guys, so here's the plan. We're gonna go there and make it work.
But like,
and it's why did they do that?
Also, I'm just thinking the cost doing that separately is a lot
so
more money
expensive.
And then the guy with the boom the whole time, do you know how hard it is
so
to
expensive.
Hold the shot with the camera and everybody gets the mic or the just angle? No. Okay,
It sucks. Yeah, we're getting so off topic here. For me, that's just like,
God, what is the topic?
The commercials. No,
it was German
commercials.
Right.
It was German commercials. Yeah, because of the mascot. Like, first off, okay, yeah. So the colors aren't cool. The ADR drives me absolutely bananas. Every single commercial I see, also on the radio, it's like, dude, chill out. And then there's the mascots, which is like they don't make sense to me. They don't. Again, it's just like, I'm sure some Germans might see this and be like, well, if you are not liking this so much, then why not go away? It's an opinion. Relax. It's also, we're being funny, so chill. But like, it's also not, like, we're being serious as hell.
This soda is awful,
you.
But no. I'm still drinking it, and I don't know why.
Because it's there.
The body yearns for the red color.
Body, yada, 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 yada. But, like, they are... It's the colors, it's the sound, and there's also, like... Okay, like, for example, when you go to, like, YouTube and you watch something,
They automatically dub it now. They automatically dub it whether you want it or not. I'm watching a German creator. I've always watched in German. Why is his voice now fake and talking in English to me? I never asked for this.
Yes, that's a whole different thing too. That's super weird. That's
okay. They need to cut that off for.
No. Yeah, that's a that's a really interesting topic though, for sure. I clicked on Instagram now too. I clicked on a YouTuber whose topic looked interesting to me, and I realized he was speaking Spanish, but his mouth was saying. I think that it is really crazy that in season 5, Will seems to all of a sudden have powers. And I'm like, his mouth is like, hola. It was like completely different. And I was like, oh, shit, they just dubbed it. That's weird. Anyway.
Huh.
German ads, just, they need like a revamping. Like, the brand deal thing is one thing, but when I go to YouTube and see like O2 or Breve or some major like multi-million-dollar corporation in Germany making a commercial, I watch it and I'm like, this is a fart. This stinks. Ew. You know, like, ew, I'm gonna get pink eye from watching this. Like, no. In the States, when I visit my parents and like the TV's on, and then like commercials come on. Sure, they're not all perfect.
Okay, I live for American commercials though, because American commercials. I think I was watching American show, and I was watching it online to where like I could switch my VPN and then I stream through there. But then like the American Hulu, that's what it was. You still get commercials.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, I forgot how entertaining American commercials are. Like, I genuinely want to watch this because
they're
I'm
so
like,
fun.
TV.
Yeah. They're so fun. And they, you know, they, you know, it sounds bad to be like, oh, they just look better. Because I know that we're.
There's a story art there.
There's
an actor. He committed. He embodies this character.
I think there's room to say we're probably in a sense biased, but the opinion is still so valid.
Life needs to be enjoyable.
And it's true. Life should be enjoyable. Hey, if you're gonna sell me something,
sell it to me, damn it.
Sell it better. Huh? How about that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't wanna get my points for what is it, like Etika Revy or something? I don't want points. If it's gonna be a blueberry who's like, oh, heute. Oh, nicht vergessen. It's like, go kill yourself.
Why is it a blueberry, though? Anybody know? Please let me know. This has been, like,
blueberry.
Haunting my dreams. Why?
Give me the Kool-Aid guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even acknowledge this.
Oh, shit. Give me this guy bursting through the wall. Like,
for no reason. It's never been explained.
Erect.
There's no background story. It just is how it is. The children don't fear him. The villagers don't run. They embrace him.
Why do the kids not? That would be the that would be the funniest Kool-Aid commercial if he burst through the wall and shit, and it kills someone, and everybody is just
oh my gosh.
Freaking
or
out.
Or differences. Well, the difference is in Germany, he couldn't burst through a wall.
Huh?
Like, he couldn't burst through a wall in Germany. They're real walls. Like, I always think that, like, okay, Germans, so you grow up watching American movies and people punch through walls, and do you just think, like, are they really strong there or what? Because in Germany, you can't punch a wall. The wall is, it's sturdy.
It's permanent.
It's like Americans who come to Wiesn and then they're like, wow, this architecture, what do you mean this isn't up all year long? And I'm like, I guess this is like kind of how our houses are built.
You go to like an American what do you call it? Like a fest,
fair
fair, thank you. You go to like an American fair that pops up like somewhere in like Kansas City,
Mid-State
or like
fair.
A Mid-State fair. You pop up and then you go like on the Ferris wheel and you see it like
run by 16-year-olds and carnies.
And then you see a guy like with two teeth and one eye, like, well, I lost my screwdriver about halfway through, but it looks like it's doing all right.
But let me tell you, this deep-fried butter is so good. This year's fair food is the best.
Have y'all dipped y'all's Oreos in butter and then put them into a hot dog? Now, I'll tell you what, now something else.
Deep-fried pickle does, anything with a pickle.
Does it hit the spot?
I can't even eat pickles.
I've never had like a fair deep fried pickle, deep fried Oreo, deep fried Snickers. I've never had those before.
I don't need an entire deep fried candy bar.
I think I can't get myself to do it because I look at myself and I go, you're big enough, dog. Like, relax. I feel like if I did that, someone would, you know what my fear is? I would get like a deep fried Snickers bar and then I would look over at someone just happened to be eating a salad and be like, well, no surprises there.
Oh, God. It's like a European,
no,
and they're like, oh, Americans.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be shamed for the shame I put on other people. No, I don't knock it. Like, a guilty pleasure is good. That's one thing I realized. Like, I think living in Germany, that's been the hardest because I came here for all of these, like, you know, reasons like work, healthcare, safety, this stuff and that. But the sacrifice for that was the culture and the fun part. So thinking, ever, after this long winded back to the topic we were talking about, the thing is, thinking about going back to the States is like, it's not practical. It's not safe. I don't want to risk it. But at the same time, I really do miss just that, like, one, feeling of belonging, because even if you've been here for ages, you speak German with all your friends, it's mm-hmm. still mm-hmm. adamantly, people will make sure to let you remember and never forget that you're not from here, not born here. Even though you've been here, you will always be reminded you're different.
It'll be commented on.
And I miss that in the States, where it's just, I go somewhere and I know that I know this stuff, or just, you know, people want to be social and they want to share culture. Like, you go somewhere, have you eaten yet? Little things like this, or people want to share stuff with you. And yes, of course, sometimes it's superficial. Germans, I know you love this. That's all you talk about. You go to the state. People are so friendly.
You guys never shut up about this stuff.
They talk, oh, people are so friendly. It was so nice there. Then they come here, they're like, oh, Americans are so superficial. And I'm like, yeah, and you lap that shit up, my boy.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Oh, you don't like Americans? Oh, how about stop taking everything that we make media-wise?
Stop enjoying it.
Stop enjoying it. Oh, okay.
Don't. This is his livelihood.
Maybe just don't watch the Oscars this year. How about that? Okay. Oh, Timothy Chalamet. Maybe just don't say his name anymore.
I have to see how my bets are going.
Maybe just don't online bet on what's the site? The most famous one.
Polymark.
Anyway, mm-hmm. joke ruined when I forget the.
Anyway,
line.
So the culture thing. Yeah. So like, that's like I think that's also how you and me became more of like better friends with the last years because like we then bond and we're like, oh, this would be nice. So then this guy, he lives in the internet, like he doesn't. You been in Munich almost the same time as me, and you don't know nothing. I'm taking showing him food.
Let me preface this
I
do not know anything. So you are right. But what do you mean?
So now I'm like, my task right now, my mission is I'm going to take you around and show you good food places and stuff like this. Because one, we were both talking about homesick. Oh, I wish I could get a good burger, this and that. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, I know a guy. So now I have to show you because you're just.
He has a trench coat. He opens it up. You close your eyes. He puts it in your mouth. And he goes, jeez. And you hear a flash of a camera and then he runs.
Like Skeletor.
He-Man. That's so good. Oh my God. What an episode. No,
but yeah, like the food and stuff, it's just, I do get really homesick for that. And that's the nice part about chatting with you, because we can go off for ages on tangents about like just really niche, weird stuff.
That's what we mostly do. Which is great. It's because the thing is, getting real slightly first.
Like if I tried to explain a pink snowball to my German friends, they would be like, "Are you having a stroke?"
Yeah.
Like because a
but
pink
this
snowball.
But this is not snow. It is food. This is not Schnee.
It's not a ball either.
It's not a ball.
Why is it pink?
Nothing of this is like how it is called.
But it's like, so it's like a chocolate cake on the inside covered by a giant pink marshmallow covered in like shredded coconut.
I just before I forgot to say, I wanted to say like, yeah, that's the thing is like too, I respect so much about how you've in your private life and also in your work, how you've adapted to Germany. And like, obviously you've made such an insane effort and like, you know, doing the paperwork, doing the bureaucracy, learning the language, you know, getting interconnected with these people and like understanding what the hard work is and actually doing it, which I think a lot of expats from different places don't have the courage or the patience to withstand.
Having a health insurance transfer form for you right now saved, I'm very glad you appreciate that.
No. I deeply appreciate like...
We have to discuss that when we're done.
Thank you. And it deserves... no, I'm just saying like it deserves a lot of respect. It deserves a lot, because the thing is, like, anyone who might listen to this or see this who is not German but lives anywhere else, who's like from the States or whatever, like, who lives might in Germany or, you know, Switzerland or Austria or France or Italy, whatever, it's not going to be an easy journey. But what's admirable is, like, or there's two things. One, admirable, like, to... It inspires, I think, me and probably people who are like me who listen to this to, you stop me, ADHD bitch.
Sorry.
It inspires, like, it's, I'm trying to compliment you so deeply and you're like, but can I have candy first?
Can I have a snack while I listen?
But like, you're taking too long.
No, okay, sorry.
No, I was just saying. I'm just saying, because I think we can wrap it up soon.
No, I appreciate it.
No, I want to say, like, it's just saying, like, it's admirable to have such conviction about knowing what you want and understanding the struggle and to persevere through what can be sometimes like the loneliest and most difficult chapters that you don't have any sort of imagination that you'll go through until you're just in it. And you do that so well. And I find that so inspiring and so like really, 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 really cool. And like, I have such the utmost like deep, deep respect for how you function and how you do it. And then the other part of it being like, it's so normal also, like when you live abroad, that you, it takes time to find people that match your energy or your wavelength, particularly when they're from that country and you're from somewhere else, mm-hmm. because your instinct is like to try and get them to like you so much that you sometimes even become a different version of yourself that you weren't before, just because you want friends or you want a relationship or something.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that like over time, sort of just by chance, like literally if I hadn't been working in social media, we never would have DM'd like with your channel, you mm-hmm. know? And so it's like when you get the opportunity to meet someone either from the same country or just on the same wavelength, whatever, it's so refreshing. And like, it just gives you a second, like it gives you like this button of like, boop, you're gonna be all right. Someone does understand you.
Yeah, I think like for me, that's why I started blogging and stuff. Because when I came here 10 years ago, which now these kids don't know, we were in the trenches. Like now everything is in English.
These kids
everything
don't know.
Is efficient. Like it's insane. Everything is, I mean, not as digital as the rest of the world, but still comparatively, it is insane. And you don't have to know German now. Back then, it was like, you can't. Like, I didn't know German, but I already had to figure out financial German to do my taxes, because there wasn't anything in English. And like, so, and then I thought, okay, hey, I'm here crying on the daily. Let me just like blog and share some information. Hopefully I can help somebody else in my situation not have to deal with this, because it is awful. And I always more so focused on like, okay, using this more as a blog, because I'm the person where if I go to the same bakery every day, Thank you. If I go to the same bakery every day and ask the person, hey, what's your name? I see you here every day. And they're like, what do you want? But if I go, hey, I have a blog. What's your name? They're like, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so. And so half of it is like I wanted to just share things with people to help, but also selfishly just be like, can I just connect a little bit? A crumb?
Yeah,
of
just getting like some
socializing.
Some yeah. semblance of like
but also,
community.
Yeah, the cool part was then also being able to connect with like people like you, other people that do what we do or online, because in itself, that's an incredibly just different world as well, where it's mm-hmm. it, not a lot of people can understand. A lot of our friends are like, what do you mean? This is work. Yeah. And you're like,
This has been so much fun. I think we have to call it here because otherwise we're going to ramble and ramble and ramble. Holy shit. I thought it was like 1:15. Okay. So I'm going to put all links that you want to promote yes. in the show notes. And I am so grateful for your time and for hosting me here.
I'm so grateful we're
friends. In your place. It was really, really fun. And yeah, guys, go check out everything from Aspen and Bored in Munich. And thank you so much. Bye!
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prinz und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.